If you happen to venture out over the weekend somewhere along the Milwaukee Museum Mile, you probably spotted artists at work. More than 60 small brush painters are participating in Art in the City, Plein Air, Milwaukee.
The May 7th through 14th flurry of creativity is part of a celebration of the Milwaukee Museum Mile's 5th anniversary. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz recently stopped at one member of that mile, the North Point Lighthouse, where a few of the people instrumental in breathing new life into the 1888 station shared a smidge of its rich history and passion.
John Scripp says the undertaking added up to $1.6 million.
Milwaukee County had previously given us an option to lease the property and operate it on a long-term basis. And that's a shorthand for about 10 tough years of work that culminated with a restoration and public dedication in November of 2007, standing on that porch with a lot of great people. The great thing about it is that it tells a story that really is different and not available elsewhere, about how different things were just a very short time ago. That's how we got here. You want, we can walk in if you like, and you might not recognize them as changes.
Light spills into what was the keeper's quarters, connected by passage to the lighthouse.
So what went into the decision of how to lay out and what to include?
When it first was proposed that we were going to be a museum, I thought, how are we going to create a museum? And so we called it a gallery, like you would a photo gallery or an art gallery, because we could put some things on the wall that would be very interesting. Then the more we, our people and volunteers dug and found things, and the more when we were, when we existed and were restored, the heirs and descendants of people who had been here gave us both stories of what went on in their family, and so, in some cases gave us mementos and artifacts.
North Point Lighthouse pulls in about 8,500 visitors a year. Operations manager May Klisch is determined to broaden the museum's reach. She remembers first stepping into the space 8 years ago with considerable trepidation.
I remember seeing this place years and years before that. You know, it was a little frightening. So I had no idea what to expect. So when I drove up...
A little frightening because?
It was fenced up, bordered. It was, you know, obviously, even from the outside you could see, it looked a little infested. Not a pretty sight. I took a step in here and I was so taken by the place. It was like stepping into a uniquely special place. The light struck me the most inside the keeper's quarters, the beautiful floors. I mean, this was, what, 6 months new when I first stepped in. And I was so surprised that I live fairly close by, that I'd never seen this place. So as we sat down, we talked more, and our lives seemed to intersect at that point. And it's been 8 glorious years of just being able to get deeper into the story, being able to tell other people the story, stories of all the wonderful people who have passed through. This is great bones, don't get me wrong. I mean, the architecture is beautiful. But, you know, what gets me as a woman is all the stories. It's all the flesh behind it. And it seems like every day, every season, we get more and more people that step up and fill in the mosaic. It's just a beautiful picture that keeps getting clearer and bigger.
I'll give you my story of this place.
Is it a true story?
True story.
Mark Keene volunteers as curator of the lighthouse.
My uncle lived here from 1959 to 1961, and he was in the Coast Guard, and he was stationed in Milwaukee. He got transferred here from Woods Hole, Massachusetts, where he had been a skipper of a ship called the Hornbeam, and it was the first ship on the scene of the wreck of the Andrea Doria. So he was a hero with that. So he came here. He was transferred here with his family. So I used to come and visit my cousins in this house when I was in kindergarten. A number of years ago, I was living in Whitefish Bay, and I, same thing as May, I would drive by and hear it and see it all boarded up and fenced up, and I just felt so bad. Then one day I saw the sign that said, opening soon. So I brought my girls here one day, and I walked them in, and May was here. I took a tour, and I said, this was the living room, that was the kitchen, and May was like, what? I guess the rest is history now. I'm the curator here, so.
Keene creates compact, information-packed exhibits.
I did this one about this guy named Honest John Schlosser, who was a ship chandler You know where the Soup Brothers is?
Yeah.
That's the building right there. It's still there. That was his store. This is going to eventually swap out, and I'm going to do an exhibit about the Kashubes next, the Jones Island, the fisher folk. Mm-hmm. And so that's how we bring people in, too.
Recently, Keene uncovered a set of gems, large leather-bound ledgers from the 1800s, in which the keeper kept meticulous daily notes. They had found their way into his aunt's and uncle's possessions when they left the lighthouse.
When the Coast Guard would come in and move you, they would just pack everything up. Okay, when they packed everything up in 1961, they packed these things. I didn't make any note of it until I became on the board of directors here. We used to have a copy of a ledger, and I thought, I remember my aunt had something on her coffee table in her house in Maine that was a something ledger. And so my aunt and uncle both passed away, but two of my cousins live in Maine. And I said, hey, whatever happened to those ledgers you had? Oh, they're, I don't know, I haven't seen them in a while. The house was closed up after she died. My cousin lived in Europe, so she finally came back. And I said, you ever find those ledgers? Yeah, I found them. I flew out to Maine last August, and I flew them back on my lap.
Among Operation Manager May Clish's favorite stories is that of the keeper of those records. Georgia Stebbins, one of the few women to hold the post anywhere, maintained North Point's light from 1874 until 1907.
For 33 years, she kept the light. And they say in her time, she climbed the lighthouse 63,800 times. That's not steps, that's times. Because from dusk to dawn, every 2 to 4 hours, she's supposed to go clean the light lens. And imagine, you're a woman, you're wearing these big balloony skirts. When we have the winter storm, you're outside on the widow's walk. She goes outside the scuttle and she's cleaning off that stuff. In 1907, she leaves the lighthouse when they close it. She actually dies in July of 1921, 2 weeks shy of when women could vote. She was a military appointee and one of the very, very few actual female keepers. There were a lot of women in history who kept the light, but it was the husbands who were the keeper, and they did the work. But she was the keeper, which was, to me, extraordinary. So she's kind of like my hero.
Just a few voices associated with a reborn North Point Lighthouse located on Milwaukee's east side. May Clish, Mark Keene, and John Scripp. They spoke with Susan Bentz.
North Point is part of the consortium called Milwaukee Museum Mile, which is celebrating its fifth year. Its plein air event runs through May 14th, and there's more information at wuwm.com.